It was April the 10th, 1912, when the Titanic sailed from Southampton, England, bound for New York City. It was indeed the largest, fastest ship ever built. In fact, a crew member said of her, "God himself could not sink this ship." It was a dark, cold night, Sunday, April the 14th, about 11 o'clock. Most of the fun-loving passengers had gone to bed. But Fred Fleet, the lookout of the crew, had been ordered to peer into the darkness and be on the lookout for icebergs. Though not many people were concerned, the ship was unsinkable. Fred saw something ahead. He rang the gong that warned the captain, who took evasive action. Fred sighed relief at seeing the iceberg go by, missing the ship. But it didn't miss it completely. And like a giant can opener, the great iceberg opened the side of the great Titanic. The doors that were supposed to close automatically could not keep out the water. And the great Titanic began to sink. The captain gave orders for the passengers to go to the lifeboats. But most of them did not take it seriously. They didn't think it was necessary. Some of them even laughed as a few went into the half-filled lifeboats lowered to the icy waters. But within a half hour, the situation became worse. And then people began to crowd into the lifeboats. The crew even had to use guns to keep people from overcrowding the lifeboats. And before long, the unsinkable Titanic was carrying hundreds of people to watery graves. Some were clinging to life preservers in the icy waters, but they shortly froze to death. The unsinkable Titanic that night took over 1,500 people to icy graves. They didn't think it would happen to them. Throughout the world today, there are countless people, when warned about the condition of their eternal soul, when told that their eternal destiny is to sink into the caverns of the eternally damned, they laugh at your message. They think it's going to happen to someone else, but not to them. Let me tell you, friend of mine, the Bible, the Word of God, warns us, if ye die in your sins, where he is, the Lord Jesus, you cannot go. Friend of mine, let me tell you that there is safety today, but that safety is found in the person and in the work of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the eternal God of heaven, who came to this world born of the Virgin, born to live a sinless life, born to die on Calvary's cross, born that when he died he might bear my sin and yours in his own body on the tree, wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. Friend of mine, the Lord Jesus Christ is unsinkable. He sank beneath the wrath of God, bearing in his body the marks of sin, having his holy soul poured out for us. But friend of mine, he is to sink no more. He is the unsinkable, if I may say it reverently. He is the unsinkable ship. And friend of mine, if today you'll put your trust, if you'll make your commitment, if you'll surrender by faith to the Lord Jesus, he has the power to forgive you of all sins. For the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses from all sin. You may be putting your confidence and trust in church membership, in religion, in the Ten Commandments, in the Golden Rule, and doing the best you can. But friend of mine, like the Titanic, it'll let you down. But rather today, if you will come by faith, confessing that what the Bible says about you is true, you're a guilty sinner. If you'll trust the Lord Jesus Christ who bled and died at Calvary, he says, I will give you eternal life. Eternal life is a gift. And if you'll receive this gift, he that has the Son has life that is eternal. You'll never sink into the caverns of hell. But friend of mine, when he comes again, he'll take you to forever be with himself. Be not like the foolish aboard the Titanic. Let not those who laugh at you dissuade you. Rather today, trust the Lord Jesus. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. It'll be an unforgettable day. Do it for your soul's sake. Amen.